All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley on a quick rant of truth. Well, remember when we made jokes early in this situation about, isn't it funny how masks used to be like a bad thing? And you'll know, it's like, oh, we get to feel like a robber or something, or, you know, how it's weird because that would usually indicate bad things going on. And now we're supposed to cover our faces. And we thought it was pretty weird. Kim and I talked about it on Kimology a lot. Back then, I wasn't posting much to the Scales of Truth here. And it was just its own parody. And now it's lasted a year and a half, something like that, since, oh, no, of course you don't need masks. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you better freaking wear them. Listen here, you better wear them. Well, Michael Rappaport is in a New York City Rite Aid and videos a dude just brazenly stealing stuff. Guess what he's doing? He's wearing a mask because, you know, stores don't get to say no shoes, no shirt, no service, or you can't wear a mask when you come in the store because everybody's allowed to wear a mask a year and a half later. So at some point, this is where the insanity is gone. Because before, what would stop someone from brazenly stealing something, short of the employee just getting mad or there being a security guard actually really, really wanting to enforce against this, is the fact that they had cameras. And therefore, it would be the concern they could be identified. So this guy comes in with a jacket on and the hood up and a ball cap over that and basically a gator type of a face cover, protecting his all but his eyes. And he just casually walks in and several bags loaded with stolen goods in broad daylight and leaves. Michael Rappaport, the actor, catches it all on videotape. The security guard is there and off the guy goes. And here's the thing, at least per Rappaport, he said he was informed that Rite Aid is closing 2:15 because of this. But what exactly this, it's that he believes that the new governor, the new mayor will have an effect. I'm not sure why he thinks that, but that's what he thinks. And so the security guard allegedly told Rappaport that the Rite Aid has been robbed on almost a daily basis and will be closing on 2:15 along with 63 other locations due to the spike in thefts. So yeah, Rappaport hopes that Eric Adams, the mayor-to-be, will do something about it. So yeah, it's, the continued parody, is it going to end? Are we going to allow people to wear masks forever and businesses, like, their entire nonviolent enforcement mechanism goes out the window? Isn't that funny? Now, if you go, you know, they're going to want to see your face for taxes instead of believing that you want to pay taxes because it's your taxes. Because that's the latest. But yeah, don't worry about these businesses trying to make sure they don't get things stolen from them all the time. You know, civilization just kind of balances on a precipice. So as soon as some of these things like, oh no, you're not supposed to rob people. As soon as some excuse says, you know what, we're going to try it anyway. All of a sudden you've got 60 Rite Aid locations closing down due to regular brazen robberies. And no doubt they're telling the security guard, don't put yourself in harm's way. Amazing, guys. Okay, that's it for me. Thanks for listening.